I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Antonio Young, and he's the Executive Vice President for the Foundation of Investment and Export here in Honduras, or FIDE. And you were giving us an overview why it would be a smart idea for businesses, especially in the U.S., to come here. What are some of the attractions that you outlined as far as agribusiness?
In agribusiness, it's because we have the free trade agreement. And the major attraction is because of the closeness. We are only 48 hours by boats to southeast U.S. seaports. And flying time is only to about 2 hours. So the vegetable is very important to get to the U.S. port fresh. If you want to use a container, then we have these CSI concept, which is the security initiative containers that will allow the product go right to the distribution channel once it leaves the Honduran port, because we have the U.S. custom right in the country. So also because we have a similar climate year-round, so that makes also the production very efficient and rapidly.
And you're referring to Puerto Cortes, right?
Well, I'm referring to Puerto Cortes. It's a seaport located in the Caribbean Sea, so that's reached to the Mexican Gulf, rapidly.
And you said it's one of the megaports in Central America?
This is the first megaport in Latin America, because Homeland Security had granted us this title because of these initiatives for anti-terrorism and so on. After 9/11, you know, everything has to be checked. So with this certification, the Honduran products gets to the U.S. Market very fast.
And you were referring to crops that can be grown essentially year-round, and I think you mentioned you'd even talked to some farmers in Wisconsin and Iowa trying to lure them down here?
Yes, definitely. I mean, for United States, northern part of the United States, it's so cold in the winter. You know, everybody like to see some sunshine. And this is a good position, geographically speaking, and to see as an option to come here to grow products that have with the technology and the knowledge that these farmer has in the United States and try to copy it here, because they will have a continuous production year-round.
And obviously business and growth is positive for any country. Why do you think Honduras is ready for more expansion?
Well, because we have the proper infrastructure. We have 28 years of political democracy stability. And also the foreign exchange is pretty much stable. The inflation is pretty much stable. And makes your money worthwhile because of the foreign exchange is 19 lempira, which is the local currency, for a dollar. So actually it makes your money worth. Besides, the labor force is plenty. As I said in my presentation, we have 37% of unemployment. So you have plenty of labor force here.
Someone brought up a good question about fuel costs and what you guys are doing in order to kind of mitigate the expense of transporting goods across the country.
In order to mitigate the fuel cost, we are looking for alternative fuel in this country. Like we're using palm oil, we're looking for ethanol, for gasoline. We're looking for biodiesel. Coming out even for the fish skin, they make in biodiesel out of it. The piñon is one of the products as well. So the government itself is committed to look new legal framework in order to make incentive to substitute the products, the fossil fuel with the natural oil.
And you mentioned even hydroelectric power as well?
Yes. So right now we have the country use only 35% of hydroelectric power, but due to the fact the country is a very mountainous country, we have enough rivers and in order to be prepared to build a water dam, but this, you know, takes a little bit more time.
Okay. I think that's all my questions I have for you. Anything you want to add?
No, thank you. You know, Honduras is a very friendly country. So because of the closeness, U.S. should look into their neighbors, and we are a U.S. neighbor and friendly to the U.S. So,
thank you for your time, Antonio.
Thank you, Alan.